This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, towards perfection. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of towards perfection in the Islamic lifestyle. What should we do? What should we regard in order to reach to the perfection? And what does Islamic teachings tell us? We know that every human being is born in this world, is regardless of his individual or social circumstances, is aspires to its own perfection in accordance with his innate or the nature which has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala along with his intellect. So basically, we have an innate which is known as fitrah in the Islamic teachings, in the Quran. And we also have narrations in which Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that every child is born on the fitrat. And this innate, which is the innate nature, and the intellect that has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the things that we need to hold on in order to reach to the perfection, in order to travel or have the journey towards the perfection. And when we put all kinds of suffering and hardships for the hope of a brighter future, it should be in line with the innate that we have. It should be in line with the intellect that we have. So for a Muslim, it is necessary to use the intellect, to be with the innate, to follow the fitrah that has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to have the perfection or in order to reach to the perfection. And the starting point is deficiency and its movement, it's directed towards the perfection. And when we are born, we start with the deficiency that we have. But obviously, we need to go towards the perfection using the innate, relying on the innate that we have and the intellect that has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of towards perfection in the Islamic lifestyle and what to do in order to reach to the perfection. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the innate, or he created us on the fitrah, on the innate, and also he has given us the intellect to think and to use it in order to find the perfection or move towards the perfection. And when we talk about the intellect or intellectuality, obviously we are talking about a gift that has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a very precious gift that we as a human beings should not do things on the basis of feelings, on the basis of emotions. Whereas when we look at our daily life, we are performing actions, we are making decisions, we are even, you know, socializing with the people on the basis of emotions and the feelings that we have. And this is wrong. Why? Because when we make friends on the basis of emotions and feelings that we have, for example, we are spending time with someone and we feel good, and later we find out, like, for example, this person was not a right person. He was just showing off to be a good person. And later, the damages that we receive from such people, it has the consequences that it has. It is unbearable and unrecoverable consequences. Therefore, we need to use intellect and the fitrah which has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to follow the footsteps of Quran in order to move towards the perfection, insha'Allah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.